Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Are you nervous?
Hello.
G'day. Oh, fuck, I'm nervous.
It's okay. You can get it out.
Bed winners.
It's okay, Josh. You're all right.
G'day, guys. Hi, guys. Fuck. We got people.
Oh, do you want me to?
Yeah, could you take?
Thanks for coming on the podcast. We got Lucy and Nikki from Happy Hour, and you guys actually run a clothing brand as well. Is it pronounced Jagger and Stone?
Yes. Jagger and Stone. Yeah. JGR and STN doll.
I see it fucking everywhere.
Do you? So.
Yeah. It's so good.
Soon to be on your hot little body.
Yeah, you've got me a little t-shirt that says Unhinged.
Yeah, they've given us some
gifts. That's our merch. Yeah. That's our podcast merch.
So Jagger's too cool to be unhinged.
So sorry.
That's just us.
So for those of you bedwetters that don't know, we've got a little bonus episode with the girls here, the Happy Hour podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of ripper chicks. We've done
a couple of hornets, you could say.
Tasty little fucking hornets.
Dashing girls.
Very dashing girls.
Stop, I'm blushing.
Girls, how are you?
We're good.
We're grouse.
We love that.
Yep, grouse.
Do you actually use that word?
Yeah, I do.
So my boyfriend's brother was pumping it for ages. Then I sort of started saying it, paying him out. And alas, here we are 3 years later and it's stuck.
Grouse. Someone else said grouse to me the other day. I can't remember who it was, but I've only ever heard you say it.
No, and do you know what they say?
Tell me.
Mickey Mouse, grouse.
That's too far removed for me. It's
dog's eye, meat pie.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you meant that Mickey Mouse started grouse.
Oh, fuck.
That too. That's a homage of the word.
Girls, just a fucking heads up. There'll be a lot of that shit.
There's a lot of random chat because we have just been talking about so many things, including Ivan Milat for a really long time.
We're not doing that again.
We're not.
We're leaving Ivan.
We're parking Ivan. We just did the girls' podcast, and for some reason, we just kept going back to fucking Ivan.
He's my boyfriend. He's my
fucking hell.
He was a handsome rooster. We're not doing this.
No, we're not.
Please
keep it from Ivan.
Yeah.
The word Ivan's banned from the podcast.
Yeah, Milat and Ivan fucking both gone. Are you two like best mates?
We are.
Growing up though.
No, we met at. When we were like 18.
Yeah, tell us the story.
Yeah, how we want a bit of an origin. You'll love this, Bathurst.
We met being the Fujitsu grid girls at the Townsville V8 supercars.
So
would you walk around
the two tall brunettes at the point of the triangle?
Yeah.
Next to all the old CD men.
Dead set. No, we were.
We've
got photos.
Walk around like those little tots, tiny shorts.
We had little black dresses.
Reserved. Yeah, we were a premium team. Okay,
Couple of hornets at the finish line.
Dashing girls ready to rock and roll.
Couple of hornets at the finish line. And then we started. That's how we met, but we realized we were actually in the same class. Classes at uni, and then I was working for Red Bull at the time, and Nick started working for Red Bull with me. So then we just blossomed. Besties.
Were you Red Bull girls?
Yeah, we were
right around the car.
The mini.
We were the Red Bull girls.
I tried to love those girls.
Yeah,
I tried to be a Red Bull.
We were born hornets.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
I didn't get the. I tried to do one in New Zealand.
So great. You would have been so good, babe.
That's probably No,
it's all about. Fuck, now it's about both way
your
tits. More.
Your last podcast and now this podcast.
Stop looking at tits, Jarchi. Get out of here, Jarch.
It's only fair, Jarch.
If you ask me if I love my job, I definitely do.
He's loving it today.
Wait, so you try to be a Red Bull girl?
Yeah, when I was like 18, I was about to say audition. Nah, you gotta go. It's like an actual like job.
Casting couch.
It's a proper like.
It's like you.
No, it's a proper marketing job.
Company to work for.
It's where we learn everything that we know.
Heard that.
My mates worked for Red Bull at uni. They did a similar thing.
They were SBMs.
What the fuck is that?
Student brand managers.
Correct.
I tried to go for one of those as well.
So we were also there.
Yeah, so we were the first ever combo to be Wings Girls and SBMs because we did it in a regional town.
True.
So we got to go to like the lads college and then got to go to the chicks college.
So would you fucking organise events and that sort of shit?
Yep.
Yeah.
At JCU, Townsville, James Cook University.
Good job. Teaches you a fair bit of actual life.
It honestly taught us everything that we know. And it also taught us everything that we know about marketing because that's what we studied at uni. But also gave us our literal lifelong best friends. Alexis Fernandez from the Do You Fucking Mind
met Red
Bull girls.
Do you know, it's so weird you say that. I know so many chicks who have best mates from Red Bull.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know what it is.
It's a bit like, culty.
It's like what do they call them in America?
Like a sorority.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a sorority house.
Basically, they hire people under these like brand qualities that you kind of have to tick off. Like there's like 10 of them, I think. And you have to be like five of them in order to be a Red Bull girl.
They call it like the brand personality. I think there's 12 traits. And then to get the job, you have to
Do you remember
five.
The traits?
I remember some of them.
All I remember being is polarizing.
Polarizing me. People either love me or hate me. Nikki, not as polarizing.
Okay.
Someone's got to do it.
Anti-authoritarian is one. Like, but meaning like you break the rules every now and then.
Really?
Yeah. I like all of these. Why the fuck did I not get picked?
I know. I feel like you were.
Well, I think that would probably be on brand.
I can remember more.
Those are all different ones.
Yeah, I only remember those two. But basically, that's why we now have a group of like, I think there's like 11 or 12 of us, and we've all been best friends for like 15 years. We all worked at Red Bull together.
And we're all so different, yet really similar.
Yeah. And super tight. And like, we're all just, we are really different, but all the same. It's hard to explain.
Please try.
Well, like
one's like a straight lawyer, and we are basically the opposite of that.
Yeah. Correct. You need her services.
She is like witty, dry, hilarious. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like everyone just has the same sort of like interests, values, core values. I'd say.
It's interesting, but I never thought that we. Well, not that I ever doubted that we would all still be friends, but it's definitely. I didn't think. This many of us would have stayed this close.
That's fucking unreal.
Yeah. It's so good. And do you all live in different cities?
Yeah.
See, that makes it even harder. Then you got to like plan when you're going to see
everyone. We see each other all the time. Yeah. Like, you know, we were in Melbourne the other week for work and one of the girls lives in Melbourne. So naturally we stayed with her.
Mm. Yeah.
And then Alexis was going down for something. And then one of the other girls just decided to fly down.
Yeah,
like, so then all of a sudden there's five of us down in Melbourne together for the week.
Nice quiet weekend. Literal quiet weekend.
That was the 5 a.m.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Straight to the airport.
It was Revolvers.
Yeah.
Well, my job at uni was at a dog food factory. And then I was a carny. Selling the twisted chip.
That is honestly the most.
Lucy thinks carnies are hot.
I do think carnies are hot.
You also think that Ivan Milat's hot. So
you are a worry.
But do you know what though? Yeah. I think carnies are hot. One time I went to Tully High, which is in North Queensland, and this carny rolled into town. He was the hottest bloke who'd come to Tully for years. All the girls were swooning him.
Did he have teeth?
Yeah, he's fucking gorgeous, babe. Like, he was running the Dodgem cars. I was like, slay my guy.
Hottest thing you could do at a carnival.
I agree. When they jump on the back and they scooch
around.
He's
like, hang on.
This man works with machines.
Yeah. He ended up hooking up with one of the girls in my grade, Jess Gibson, shout out, and I was quite jealous.
Hey, bud, quick question.
Yeah.
Now, what grade were you in?
Grade 10.
What's that?
And he was a working adult. Hey, buddy. I don't mean to break this to you. 15 to 16. I don't mean to break this to you.
But that was
that's a criminal.
Well, all the more hotter in my eyes.
Yeah,
and he just gets better for me.
We've got some problems. Oh, you just left Dutch hanging.
Did I leave Dutch hanging?
No. Maybe you did. Did I actually go for it?
I think you were more drawn.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
You went for the old high five and got pushed back.
Nope, that did not happen.
One time Dutch and I were at a meeting, like a serious business meeting, and there was like, it doesn't sound serious now, there's like alcohol in the middle, but there was like a seltzer in there.
Oh, fuck.
And this girl walked in, and I thought she was going to reach to shake my hand. So I went like this, literally stood up like this, and she was just reaching for a seltzer, and she was like, nah, I'm not shaking your hand.
She just grabbed a drink.
Oh.
But the chick.
You just got shut down.
I was like,
oh, that makes me wince.
But the bird, what I loved about her is she was a fucking ruthless. She was like, she grabbed like a drink and cracked it off the thing. She goes, wait, did you just try and shake my hand? And then she said something like, fuck, that's embarrassing. And then
Lou.
And then I was like,
I literally go over and have to hug you.
Oh, that's good.
It was. We laugh about it often. And that was probably our first like proper business meeting as well.
Yeah, and you pretended to be a fucking pterodactyl hatching from an egg in it.
I also did.
Oh, we've all been there. all been there.
Do you guys find in business meetings, like, because obviously what we do is like pretty, you know, you talk shit and then you try to be like serious at times. We'll go to business meetings and it'll be like 25 minutes of like serious chat. And then we'll drive home together and we'll be like, I'm a Scientologist.
Yeah,
but like, we don't even fucking speak anything normal.
You don't
we've done our quota of being normal for 25 minutes.
Takes it out of you.
We hate corporate jargon.
Slam dunk, my guy.
Close the business.
Close the business.
What are we talking?
We want to eat. What's going on here? Kind regards. How about just cheers, champion?
Oh, I don't even write emails. I strictly don't write emails.
It's quite difficult.
I hope people read my mind, and when they don't, I'm like, "What an idiot!"
Yeah, it's
they
their
fucked
fault.
That up. Yeah,
why do you not know that?
Yeah, no, it's actually a really toxic trait of mine.
Lucy will be like, "What the hell? How come this email got sent?" We go, "It got approved 2 weeks ago."
I'm like, "Oh shit, I haven't logged into my email."
Darling, you can't come around here. Coming around here if you're not proofreading.
But do you know what? I am great on the blower.
Oh, you're one of those pickup.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not. If I see someone calling and I'm like, "Fuck, I can't be bothered for a chat," I'm not picking up. Like, I'm not.
Do you know?
I love a yarn.
I prefer FaceTime.
Time and place. Yeah, we always FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's more, I like seeing who I'm talking. I'm just like, I just enjoy it more.
Mm.
What I don't like is when I send a text to someone being like, hey, bro, what's going on? Are you coming this weekend?
And they call you.
They call me and I go, cunt, if I wanted to fucking talk to you right now,
I would have called you.
But it's because they know you're on your phone. So they're like, this is the perfect opportunity to catch you.
As I showed you before, correct. I've got 1,500 unread text messages.
Yeah, that's anxiety breeding.
So when people try and catch me, that's what happens to me a lot.
Do you know what I do?
Catch me if you can. That's what they often say about you.
They don't.
Catch
me if you can. You've been drinking. I'm a shocker for sending out a dramatic confrontational text. And then getting so nervous about the reply that I just delete the reply and never read it. I've done
like
that
what?
More than once.
Talk us through an experience.
So, okay, like I might flick out,
that
you know, have a few wines with the girls, you know, whatever. And
so
I just
I'd like good. To be a part of one of these texts.
All of a sudden.
Oh, you should see us draft.
Oh, drafting.
I have a draft. How's that going?
Scary place.
Remember that bloke that ghosted me a few years ago? All right, we're in the drafts. Hey, just wanted to revisit this. When you ghosted me 3 years ago, blah, 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 wake up in the morning with the scaries and I'm like, I can see a reply in there and I'll like literally look at my phone with one eye open like, and I just go swipe, delete, never open, never read.
Ignorance is
so
bliss.
So then you've got no idea. I actually rate that because sometimes the reply makes you even more, like that makes it even worse.
I just can't
just
read
be
it.
I'm dying to know. I would lose sleep over that. I'd be like, what did they
you
say?
You just got to nut up.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, like, because half the time it's probably not as bad as what you think. Well, it probably is. But
no, it's never as bad
and
as you
addition,
think.
You've got to prepare to take.
Do you ever get a double text being like, hey, like I replied to what you've said?
Just
are you
checking
gonna,
in.
Yeah. You going to say anything? You going to elaborate?
No, I just, I don't know. It's a really bad toxic trait. And like sometimes if we have like a really confrontational work email come through, I'll just make Nikki open it and I can't
she
look.
She can't read them.
Fair. I kind of get it. But I also, Jesus Christ, for someone who hates emails, I also find it funny that you would say in a text, hey, comma, just wanting to revisit this.
Just rehashing shit from years past.
Yeah.
Oh, I've done some absolute shockers in my time and then I'm just like, live in a land of pain the next morning.
Oh, like, it's so weird, the phone thing, though, because my boyfriend's exactly the same. And he'll be like, oh, I don't want to read it, don't want to read it. And I'm like, so I just am there doing my own emails, doing hers, and now doing his. Am I a secretary?
Yeah. Dude,
you're
an
EA.
What's going on? Dude. And I'm like, just read your messages. And they're both so similar. I'm like, it's weird.
Do you know, I would do the same thing, but with my bank account.
Oh, yes. That's yes. It's the same thing.
I bought a hard drive this morning because we're doing this in different studios. So we could chuck it on the hard drive this morning. And I got there to fucking JB Hi-Fi and tried the business card and it declined. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm not acting. And I said, oh, I'll just use my personal. Hit it. She's like, decline. And then she goes, and then she's like, oh, the first error I'm not sure about, but the second error is for insufficient funds.
That is so loud.
And, and I was like, thank you. Do you take cash?
Yeah. And you're like, I hate looking at my bank account after a big night.
Like, what have I done?
So also, why is it so awkward your card declining? It's the same as going to the fucking chemist. You know, if you're like, oh, you got to ask for something embarrassing and they like yell it out. You're like,
oh babe. Okay, listen, I'm a lady. I can tell this story. I've, you know, had to get the morning after pill a few times.
But you're not married.
How dare you?
You've had premarital coitus.
I've had premarital coitus, as they say. I am a little hornet after all. Let's not forget. So it'll be like you'll be there and you're like standing there like, you know, I mean, I would be lying if I said this hadn't happened in the last year. And I'm, you know, some people around the Burleigh Heads region maybe know what I do for work or whatever. And they're like, so you have had unprotected sex in the last 24 hours. And I'm like, yes, cunt, shut up. I wish I hadn't, but I have, and now I've got to deal with this.
Have you used this after pill before?
You're like, and they're like, and you did not use a condom.
Oh, was that semen?
Did you suck him off? That doesn't matter. I just want to know.
Literally.
Wait, why is that relevant?
Why is that relevant?
It's not at all. It's for my own personal thoughts.
Oh, it's so, and like, you know, like I've been, there's one chemist I go to. I feel like I get the morning after all the time, but there's one chemist I go to where I get my ADHD medication and I go there all the time. They, like, you know, the guys, they're like, oh, I'm, you know, my girlfriend's a punter or whatever. So I'm like, oh, cool. So I just cannot go there for anything other than my ADHD medication now because I'm like, I can't.
Oh,
have,
of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't need to know your business.
The girls are like, hey, Luke, how did it go?
How did it go, babe? Any spotting after?
Like, hey, it's me, the girl from the chemist. Yeah. Just checking in. Just, just checking like a really average profile. Like, oh,
yeah. Everything cleared up?
Everything all good, darling. Good. Sometimes you can get a bit sick after that pill.
So how'd you girls start the potty?
So we were like, quote unquote, hate you using the word influencers first, I guess you could say. We did Instagram stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Yes.
But we were mainly doing like festival fashion. We used to wear these really crazy outfits to festivals, matching. And then we started Jagger and Stone and we just kept doing our Instagram stuff and it just kind of naturally was a progression. But we were very lucky. I was actually talking about this to someone yesterday. We got into the podcast space before the big podcast boom.
Yep.
So,
and just before COVID too, which I think would have helped us.
Everyone's,
Fuck all of my missus Steph is probably your biggest fan. And
a punter.
She's the biggest punter.
Like, I love that.
Freaking out.
Amazing.
Even freaking out this morning when she called me and I'm driving here. And she's like, so what time are you doing it? Blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, we're doing theirs first and then we'll do ours. And then she was like, wait, you're going to be on theirs. And I go, yeah. And she goes, fuck. Okay, fuck. Fuck. Okay. Can you FaceTime me when you're in there? I said no.
Oh my god, we have to do it.
Yeah, we will. She's going to a kinesiologist.
Oh, slay. Oh,
which whatever kinesi. The fuck that is.
That's one of the things I see we were driving. We go, I'm a kinesiologist.
Yeah, just being stupid.
Is it a half psychic, half physiotherapist? I don't know, bro.
You wear like a vest and they put like gems in you. I don't know.
I'm not sure, but it sounds a bit. It's a bit. I'm not a big woo-woo guy.
Yeah.
Steph's
really? Funny that, Carney. You wouldn't have picked it.
He's on the back of the Dodgers.
There's nothing more polarizing than the psychic Carney niche, you know? Like,
yeah, correct.
That's niche.
It is niche. Yeah, and it's not me.
No.
But
okay.
she's just fucking blown away by you two, which is a testament to you both. But she, I remember the first time I heard about you both was in COVID when you were doing the live show. Dude. You like stopped, at least in our mob of mates, you like That was a fucking event.
Do you mean the live stream?
The live stream.
Oh, where we got real pissed.
Got fucked up.
Oh, but I feel like I've heard about something. Oh. Yeah,
but
what
dude,
happened?
She, oh, but all these girls, like, got
champagne. If only you knew what actually happened that night.
No, tell was me.
It, you don't
we
need to fucking.
We just got completely and utterly on it. We didn't know.
We don't need to talk about it.
We didn't know how big. Oh. We didn't know how many people would be tuning in. So we'd started drinking. Oh. We had all our mates upstairs in our office. Like, shh.
Yeah, all of our mates were sitting, like, our office is like two stories, and you can kind of see. Yeah, and yeah. We kind of like an audience.
In all fairness, we've learned a lot since then, and you know, we felt really bad about how shoddy it was. Like, you either loved it or you hate it, to be honest.
Polarizing. <Yeah. laughs>
But you know, we didn't really have anything too
poor
clear.
Kalen Ponga got really roped in.
We DM'd Kalen Ponga that day, sorry, I was on the Goldie.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just said, oh, come to our office tonight and come on the live stream. And he was.
We'd all been drinking.
Yeah.
He'd had a few
Me
shandies himself.
Me and Kalen
Ponga
almost ended up bloody hooking up on the bloody camera. It was fucking wild. I was all
it was like soft
there,
porn.
I could watch this. I'd love to see it there.
Oh. When I tell you, but these, it was an event, like, all Steph and all her friends, like, bought champ because in COVID
it was like a drinking game.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But it was the first
That's
thing
so good.
That I felt connected people in, because you know we were a bit isolated in COVID and shit.
It's like yeah,
it was fucking cool. It was
well,
a great idea.
That's why we did it, because we were like, people are at home bored. There's no reason why you can't drink at home with, you know, your chosen like people in your area or whatever. So let's just have
bubble.
We essentially had a drinking game. Yeah. Irish dance.
Anything you could talk about.
There was one part that came up and Lucy goes, oh, there's a spider. She goes up and goes, whack, and then picks up this huntsman. And there's all these screenshots of her like looking at the camera with this huge huntsman.
It was... Everyone was like, I don't know, we had a few people kind of disappointed, but, you know, for the most part.
We donated 10 grand to charity after it. Cause we
oh, did you?
Yeah, because we felt so bad. People,
well, the girls loved it, just know that.
And we had a few people, it was $25 at like a stream.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, we had people being like, that was not worth $25. And
it
I
got
was,
reported on TikTok.
Yeah.
And,
oh, did it?
Oh, pretty funny. You need to watch this. It's so we start our live shows with it now. It's like, last night, Lucy Jackson and Nikki Westcott hold a $25 live stream.
Which didn't really go to plan.
Which didn't go to plan. And these are the notes, and the notes are like, Nikki was holding the show together. Lucy was so blind. Lucy disappears from screen for 10 minutes and says she's going to the toilet.
Then it goes, music break, music break, music break. Lucy holds spider to camera. Weird story about Lucy wanting to be a witch.
Where'd you go on that 10 minutes? That was crazy.
We were blind.
Yeah.
Kalen Ponga enters the room, poor bastard.
Yeah,
Ponga.
Oh,
that's
nah.
Ponga power.
Ponga power. It's
Ponga
real.
Perhaps we won't do one of those.
We gotta be careful.
All I've got to say
because you are just there with your friends. Like at a live show, you can keep it together because you literally have your audience. But on a live stream, we were like, this is pretty fun. Yeah. And a bit weird, to be honest. I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I think in the future, we would only ever do that with a lot more structure and potentially a manager there to keep us kind of like
contained, like maybe a couple guests or something.
And like a tech person, like our little assistant, Emily, that was like 25, was like, you
this
know, on customer service with people being like, you know, the reception was bad and just, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The dude that set up the live stream would have, I don't even remember them leaving.
No, we don't remember them leaving because we ended up ripping in until the next day in the office. The whole crew.
Everyone was just like rolling around in Jagger and Stone jumpers by the end. We're like, oh, we've got to stop giving out free shit on the piss.
That the live stream was still going.
Oh my God.
Oh.
It was a big one.
Yeah. Anyway. Love that. Well, let's play some red light, green light. Would you
Pretty
like
much.
To start, please, Dothith Young Jack?
Well, give us a jingle.
Okay.
Red light, green light.
Sorry.
It's good stuff.
Holy shit. Rock on!
I don't know what I was expecting after the word jingle, but that was not it.
Sometimes I do like an opera.
I was expecting you to be a bit dashing.
Yeah. That was, it just came to me the wrong
Yeah, that was hardcore.
Red light, green light.
All right, ladies.
All right, hit me.
Red light, green light.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Do we both go?
Everyone.
Okay. We'll all
offer their opinion.
It's a chat. Okay.
Red light, green light. Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Listen, I'm going to be honest here. I'm going to go out there on a limb and I'm going to say it. I'm a red. I don't like her.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say what I think about Taylor Swift? Because I've said it in the last few days.
Yep.
Respect her vibe and like she's obviously
a gun.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Do go on.
She the just... girls that like Taylor Swift a lot also really like cats. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So
watch me get absolutely fucking rolled.
They're ruthless, those cats.
But yeah, like, I can respect the hustle, but I don't get it personally. I've never been a fan.
I'm with you.
We're all in the same boat here because I'm like a fucking massive believer. Like I paid like $2,000 to go to Justin Bieber on my own to get a photo.
That's also kind of weird.
Eight people.
Yeah.
So I understand that, like, for
the
him,
fandom.
But
yep.
There's something about, oh, I can't even say this. We're going to get absolutely
no,
shredded.
No, fucking do
but,
it.
Like,
it's all right.
There's something about
Swift Nation.
What is it? They just.
So, are we too old?
Maybe.
No, so Taylor Swift's a year older than me. Yeah, she's your age, Judge.
Yeah.
So I think the Taylor Swift phenomenon is incredible. Respect. But
I love some of her songs.
Oh, I do too.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and like, I think she's absolutely fucking incredible what she's done. But I think there's got to be something to be said about, you know, girls my age.
Here she goes again with the cat story.
No, you know, a certain kind of person loves Taylor Swift so much when they're my age. If there's also like 5-year-olds in the crowd being like, like, I just don't think that, you know,
one again.
She's
so you're against what song you're against
from?
Broad audiences.
She's it's got a very
story, baby, just say yes.
She's got a very, very broad audience. And I think that there's something to be said about the fact that there's also still like 5-year-olds in the audience.
See, because people that are Wiggles audience are parents because they need to be there.
Yes.
But children will be at Taylor Swift enjoying the music along with 45-year-olds.
Not there with their kids. Amazing what she's done,
really.
Well,
that's like, what I mean.
She's a gun. She's a fucking billionaire. You can't deny it.
She's got everyone on board making bracelets and
except for the four of us.
Yeah. I'm actually sick to fuck. I'm sick to fuck of it.
See,
I'm just sick to every fucking news story is Taylor Swift.
Every story is.
I don't care.
What's your favourite Taylor Swift song?
The Love Story song is the only one I like.
Yeah.
Oh, Bad Blood.
I like Bad Blood. Yeah.
Or Shake It Up, Shake It Up.
And Never Miss a Beat.
Or Cruel Summer, that new one's actually quite good.
You guys are Swifties.
Okay, well, we like two songs.
You all just started singing.
No, that's not what I mean, though. I'm like, I actually am.
Bad Blood was good beef. That's when she kind of went for a bad girl.
Yeah, that was about Katy Perry.
Was it?
Yeah.
And she had like all heaps of the celebs on.
Yeah, that's celebs. So that's like my marketing goals of. Like, that's a marketing, like, style of, like, bringing in all the people in the film clip.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was horny for that marketing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's doing bad things to me, that marketing. Slay Taylor. So that's why I love Taylor Swift, but also, like.
I'm not going crazy.
Yeah.
Also, we're not Swifties.
Like, I don't know. There's something kind of a bit, you know.
She goes again.
I know.
Maybe
just pass.
Just, you know, all the bracelets and the tutus. I don't know.
Yeah, bruh, just ain't for me.
Glitter and feathers. I like everyone's dressing up, though. Slay.
Mm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, red light, green light. Halving the bill on a first date.
Red. Me.
So.
Red. I'd just pay for it.
Same.
You cheap.
I just hate the split.
Yeah, the
if
split.
If you've been asked on a date, I feel like you're under the impression that it's probably going to be paid for.
Yeah.
Or I just would, I'm the same as you. I just hate splitting things. I prefer to just go, I'll get it.
I would too. Yeah.
I'll get it. It doesn't matter.
So I went on a first date recently and I got there first. Just, he was actually technically there. Anyway, I bought us the first round of drinks. I bought us a bit, like some beers. And then he got all the rest of the drinks, dinner and everything after that. So then when we went on a second date, I felt, I do not want people to think I'm a passenger princess. So no. I just, on our second date, I just went and paid for it quickly.
I love
before.
That.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Hot. I think that's fine. And you had already been on one date anyway. Yeah. So that's natural.
That's nice. It's like give and take a bit, you know?
But like, you know.
But yeah, I don't think you should split. That's when you start getting comfy.
I just think as a man,
choose your words.
You should pay for the fucking... You first should date. Pay for the first. I'd pay for everything.
Yeah.
All Josh, you want to take me on a date with your dog?
Yeah. Well, you are coming to lunch.
I just think it's fuck it. Yeah. Now I've spun this fucking yarn. I've got to get fucking.
Go.
It's like fun. It's intrinsic in me. I think it's been instilled in me from a traditional upbringing. You know what I mean?
In the carny land, they really look after their ladies.
In saying that, it's nice to be looked after. When I was dating, though. If a girl did something like that, I'm like, that's an attractive trait.
Yeah, yes. Like to pay for their own.
If they just nice went mix. And did that, I'd be like, that's Hornet stuff.
He said to me, I feel like a sugar baby. And I was like, enjoy it, my guy. It's not a private jet, but you know it'll
there will be a third date that's on you.
Yeah, literally. See, I would feel weird then if we went to the next date and if he then was like, should we split the bill? I'd be like, yuck.
I don't know if I could bear that.
Mm-mm. Oh, I've got some funny stories about splitting dates and stuff, but I actually once had this guy who we were ordering Uber Eats after a big night.
Oh.
And he like literally for 5 minutes whinged about the price of how expensive Hungry Jack's was. And you know, it's like when someone does that, it's like, fuck.
And then he asked you to pay for half of it.
No, he didn't. But
he was letting it be known that this.
It's almost like, do I just grab my own food?
Like that he was tight on budget.
You out with this order.
He was tight on
Hungry
budget.
Jack's. For Hungry Jack's.
Fuck, I love a Whopper. Yeah.
He also lived in Bali, so he was a big Gojek fan.
Knew that was coming.
He what?
He also lived in Bali, so he was like used to Bali prices. So that's what his big comparison was.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But still,
I mean, for fuck's sake.
It's Hungry Jack's.
You're in a different
postcode.
You know
when someone pays, like say for example, look, I'm taking you out for lunch and if it's my shout, whatever, it's your birthday, but then I sit there with the bill and I'm like,
it's so unattractive.
It's so like, just don't worry about it.
You feel like you're putting someone out.
Yeah, you go, I'll get it. I'll transfer you if you need me to or whatever.
Yeah, it's like
worst feeling.
Making them feel bad for you for doing offering. A good deal. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like, not about that shit.
Yeah. But then on the other hand, I also don't like if people are too generous to me because then it's
here we fucking go.
Well, you can't win.
Where are we?
You can't win.
No, because then I feel like I owe them something.
Yeah, if you make it clear that if
out
they,
of their own will, then it's kind of like fuck it.
We were young in Sydney. I'll tell the story. And this old rich guy was swanning around, and he just came up to us, girls, just gave us $100, said buy yourself some drinks, and I was like, thank you.
That's unreal.
I'll take that.
And then Lucy goes, oh, I'll kiss him then. Someone's got to kiss him for that. And I go, I'm just going to get a drink, babe. Like,
you don't need to kiss anyone.
He's not even lingering.
Someone's
got to
kiss him.
And then, then she goes, I'll do it. And goes up and plants one on his cheek. And me and the girls are just sitting there with our margies like, you do you, babe.
Yeah.
Well, I felt in
debt. We would have been like 24 or something.
How old was he?
Like 40?
45 or something?
Oh, like Josh's age. 75?
Nah. But do you know what I mean?
I'm 45. I'm 34.
55.
But yeah, so anyway, you can't be too generous. There's a fine line.
Because Lucy will kiss you.
Yeah, I'll kiss you.
Watch out.
She'll pay her
debts.
She'll
be coming in to plant it on those lips.
Look, I would pay for lunch today. But now, just know that my card did get declined at JB Hi-Fi this morning.
You know what? Maybe we got you. Yeah, maybe we could spot you today.
Because we're a couple of hornets that have cash.
Yeah, a couple of
dashing
hornets.
Girls.
Cashed up hornets.
Queens.
All right, I'll do another. Red light, green light. Backseat drivers.
Oh, red light.
Fuck.
Shut up or drive. Shut up and drive.
Honestly. The same that me.
What a Shannon Noel reference.
No.
No, darling, that's
or Rihanna.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Rihanna. What's Shannon Noel's drive? Yeah, don't worry.
You gotta live.
No, he's on a drive
it
song
isn't
too.
Fair.
Stop.
I always said me and Nikki should have a threesome with Shannon Noel.
Yeah.
Like, that would be iconic.
Get him on.
It'd be
pod.
Very Australian.
Please expand on that.
Every time Shannon Noel comes up in convo, I'm like, let's just
Lucy, I think she texts me one night and goes, babe, imagine if we had a threesome with Shannon Noel. Australia would be in stitches.
Just do it for the gags. Wait, but
he's a oh, there'll be ton gags. Of fun.
There'll be gags.
Gags.
on the cock.
Yes, no, yes. I'm oh, not.
We're following, bro.
Sorry, I needed to make that clear in case.
But no, backseat drivers are my fucking. So, again, we've got like a big group of girlfriends, and we all went to America 1 year. And one of the girls is the only one old enough to drive in America. We were 24 and she was 25. Yeah. So she did us a fucking solid,
yeah.
right?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huge solid by driving the whole time. And it also happens that she's like the least partier of all of us. So it kind of worked well. We had to do a really early drive. And one of the other girls is in the back seat, like, oh my God, slow down, slow down. And I was like, bro. If yeah. you're not going to drive this car, you shut your fucking mouth.
Fucking
hell. Because we were leaving the last day. We'd just done day three Coachella, so Luce Ooh. And I were in all sorts, but Ooh-ah. Licorice all sorts, so still a bit fruity.
yeah.
And our other friend was in all sorts, like, ah, car past the window, just like, oh, and we were
yeah,
like,
that
babe, because we had to get that flight to New York, so yeah. it was like early, oh, and we were just like, thank you so much for driving, babe.
Yeah, we were just so grateful, whereas the other girl was just wigging. We also went on another trip.
Oh, the Mexico one.
Yeah, and another lovely lady, so we were on like a brand trip, so we were like the guests.
Yeah.
But we've actually spent a lot of time in Mexico. So I offered to sit in the one of the chicks was driving and I offered to sit in the front with her and like direct her because we'd done that drive a bunch of times. And then the other Nikki was sitting in the back with the other owner of the brand who was this fucking goose, by the way.
Like unhinged. An
absolute
banana.
Melon. Oh. And the whole time she was like, oh, oh my God, 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 oh my God. And I literally turned
like
around.
Like screaming like, ah!
And oh, I was fucking like, hell, bro.
Oh. You think you just close your eyes if you're in that moment. Like, you're fucking your
Well,
own
her friend
the
was
car.
Very, like, superior, inferior to her
yeah, she
at
was
that time.
The
it was
driver.
A very interesting dynamic.
Oh, right.
The driver was really timid, and I just ended up, because she wasn't going to stand up for herself.
No.
So I just ended up turning around, fucking putting out my hand, and I went, you shut the fuck up in the back of the car and let her do her job. I was like,
and that's like the big boss of the brand. You're
yeah, she owned the
Someone
she owned it.
In. So good.
Someone
we,
had
we
to step
out,
in.
We went out one night.
I fucking love that.
In Tulum. And she got really cross at us the next day because she goes, I was so scared. I had to send my husband my location. My husband in Australia, mind you. My location because I thought I was going to die. I said,
and
well,
like,
you probably should have just called the cops then you cook.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, correct.
Making out like us not being there was like.
Meanwhile, we're hitchhiking you know, like, we were like some dude's beetle.
Yeah, we hitchhike in Mexico, Mexico. With a local.
Wait, she
but don't
you
do that either.
Her on
yeah,
your
yeah.
Own, that she was
but,
like, oh, so no, scared in the house.
She wasn't on her own. She was with the timid chick. But she was basically being like, you know.
Party
and I was like, I'm not your secchi bro. Like that's what she was almost kind of implying.
You're at the front yeah, of the house, yeah. like right. I'm
She's
keeping
like,
this
I
place
literally
safe.
Sent my husband.
I'll keep the cartel out. Don't worry, darling.
Meet Lucy versus cartel. Like, and she Win-win. Goes, I had to I sent him a message with my location and said, this is in case I die. And I'm like, what a drama
like,
queen.
Your
Imagine
husband.
Your poor husband at home seeing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so you'd be stressing.
So safe to say she's a weirdo. Anyway.
Safe to say
well,
that to Red,
red
light.
It's a. I yeah. mean, it's a.
You are one.
Yeah. I am.
Well, it's more than
even today.
What did I do? I didn't do anything today.
You don't even know, buddy.
Hey, it's because champion. You, if this is the moment we're talking about, you slightly veered towards the wall.
No, 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 it's not.
Okay, well, that moment I do remember going. Oh.
I'm a very, very proficient driver. Yeah,
it's giving fast.
All right.
Yeah.
Nah, just I think I'm a well-adjusted driver. I've been driving since I was like 8 years old. So I know how to drive a vehicle, right?
What moment
we were going up next to that fucking petrol station and you go, like, I wasn't on my phone, but I was just looking somewhere else.
And you do.
What petrol?
And
coming into the cross city tunnel.
There was a van in front of us. No, no, no. On fucking Altstadt Head Road. And you go, whoop, 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 whoop.
No, I remember.
With the car. Oh,
it was
shut
the
fuck up.
It was on the phone and I went.
No, I wasn't.
You were on the phone to Eddie.
Oh, yarning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Watch yourself, Lou. Watch yourself, Lou.
Calm down with that anger. Take it down a notch.
You're making
you are
yourself
right.
seem
down
way
down
more guilty
you
than
are
what you probably
right.
are.
I just went like this.
You're right.
Ooh, like, ooh, buddy. Put your foot on the, ooh,
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. You go, whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoopity, whoop, whoop, whoop.
I backseat drive my boyfriend but because I'm like, I don't want to die today.
Do you know
he's the worst
fucking
driver.
Really?
He is a neurotic driver.
He sucks.
Oh, you'd hate to be
a terrible driver.
But see, this is what annoys me.
Your mags are scratched.
The two biggest backseat drivers in my life are Louisa Dowden and my missus. And they're two of the fucking worst drivers you'll ever see.
Takes
and
I'm
like,
no
you
one.
Are a backseat driver though because you're like, well, you've had a few
she knows. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yesterday I was dropping 10-day date to the airport and he's like, and he's going, oh, shit lane selection, Lou. And I'm like, what?
Shut up,
and
old man.
And then he's like, because they were moving on the other side and they weren't on the one. And so then I'm like, oh, I'm already the worst driver. It's raining. I'm going, oh, trying to indicate, get him to the other. And then he's going, no, just stay. It'll move soon. So then keep going. And then he's going, oh, left or right or something. And I go, fuck, mate, I already hate driving. Like, you're wigging me out. And then he goes,
yeah, stop giving me directions.
Yeah, that's...
stop helping us get to the destination.
He was helping, obviously. But then he was like, this feels like a TikTok for you. I was like, this is absolutely a TikTok. Like, your boyfriend trying to direct you on where to go. So I was like, oh, like getting all like wigged out. But I drive like this as well. I drive sitting up like this, one hand here and one, like, I drive an automatic, one but on the gear stick.
Just in
like
case
I'm Daniel Ricciardo. I'm like, just in case I need to go, darch.
I just do that naturally, though.
Speaking into
maybe
neutral.
I've learnt it from you.
Well, it's just driving,
driving a manual.
Yeah, and he pisses himself. He's like, oh, little Daniel Ricciardo's out again. I'm just like, rested there.
Just in case you need to do some fast with
I
moves.
I love that.
All right, red light, green light.
Oh, here she goes. She's
can only drive a manual, only drive an automatic car.
Red.
Red, and that's me.
Red.
Yeah, that's
I just got to learn a manual.
Well, I learned in a manual, but I didn't get my manual license.
Why not?
What do you mean?
I had an automatic car, so I just went in my car and I was like, I'll just get my manual later. You never go
to
back.
To be fair, I haven't
You never go back.
No, I haven't driven a manual since I was probably 18, but I drove one for 3 years, which would be mind boggling, baffling.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
To people, because I'm obviously not a great driver, but I could definitely, if we were out on the farm and you'd broken your leg, I could jump in the ute and go.
It's good to know.
I feel like I'd be able to get out of there on a farm. I used to drive a Land Cruiser. They're easy to drive. Land Cruiser ute.
Yeah, they're
on
good.
The farm.
They're fucking red hot.
So the gears just
you'd
breathe.
Be fine.
Yeah,
baby.
It's like buttery.
Mate, but that'll be less than, I don't know if kids are driving manuals now.
No way.
No.
I don't think you can.
These
like,
kids
manual
these
cars
days.
Are few and far.
Yeah.
They're cheaper.
Yeah.
Kids these days are going to just learn no skills in life. Like, not
they're too busy fucking dancing on fucking TikTok and fucking.
Right?
You know what I mean? But seriously, they are.
What do you guys think of the... I just spat everywhere. I'm so
that's
sorry.
Right.
The boys who do like the dances on TikTok.
Oh.
Don't. I'm too old.
I just,
like, I didn't... Nah, that's not hot, darling.
But to some girls, they go...
Some of them are really talented.
They,
but,
yeah, but some... You know the ones where they dance and they look in the mirror and
fuck
they go
off.
Like that?
Oh,
no.
No, but do you know what, though? I think it is some such a generational thing because, like, boys our generation, like, you know, millennials... Generation.
What's with the core?
Separating the ages. Like, boys from our generation are so much more like they, you know, there's that real kind of boys will be boys vibe. Whereas for the Gen Zers, there's so much more like
a lot of femme and
Energy. And like, I don't think that the way we grew up is necessarily the right way either because boys are like, yeah, fucking, let's go fucking. Roots and prostitutes and fucking slap on the post. Fuck yeah. And whereas like boys now are like, let's ask people about their feelings.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well,
I think there's a happy medium.
Yeah.
There's a sweet spot in the middle. You know what I mean?
There's got to be in the middle.
Well,
but let me give you the hot
tip. There's
a sweet
spot somewhere else.
Dancing on motherfucking TikTok ain't it.
Nah, I agree.
Red line.
That's not the sweet spot.
I'm going to make you dance on TikTok after this.
I'm the only one that sees that.
No.
Yes.
We're doing a little one.
I can give you the hot tip.
Oh, actually, you are.
No.
We're doing a dance?
Moves like Jugga, bruh.
Anyway,
we're doing a dance. We do it with everyone.
We do it with everyone.
Please,
you're
no.
doing
I
it.
Know which one it is.
It's not Cory.
Yes,
yeah. Exactly. There's no Cory.
I'm not.
You are.
Well, you don't. You can just be your carny self and jump on a dodgem bus.
Yeah, get out to the dodgem.
I was in the Twisted Chip, mate, making hot potato chips.
I love those.
Call yourself a carny.
I
call you a chef.
I've actually had
what are they called?
Chef Carney.
Chef Carney.
Twisted Chips?
Twisted Chips, buddy.
No, there's a name for them. It's a big potato twist.
It's called a Twisted Chip.
Nope, there's a name.
Potato.
There's a name for it.
I worked in the cunt.
It's not a twist. It's more creative
in the
than
cunt.
That.
I feel like you could combine tornado and potato and make a really clever name.
Tornado. Oh, it sounds like porn tornado.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
true.
That
does
sound
like a porn tornado. But that also sounds...
are you with us?
Really.
So sorry.
Let me tell you
I've been
something,
left
though.
Behind.
A pornado sounds fucking awesome.
Oh, you
sounds
would,
like
you
a big weekend on the porn.
That's what Judge does in his man cave. Shush, I'm having some pornado time.
Pornado. Just a tornado.
Shit,
porn.
I broke my hand.
I've broken my hand again.
It was on a pornado marathon.
Oh,
wow.
Are you guys living in Burleigh?
Yeah.
Dude, we're looking at rickshaws for a fucking wedding venue.
Oh my God, Slay.
We know that. One of our girlfriends got married there.
So,
yes.
So many of our friends have gotten married there.
Green light?
Massive green light.
So what do you reckon? Steph asked me to ask you girls.
Yeah, we've been to two weddings there.
And how'd they go?
I was the MC of one.
True.
And it was lit.
Okay. It looks unreal.
Yeah. So one of them actually bought in all their own furniture, then one sort of used what was there. So we can show you some photos and stuff.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, it's so beautiful. And even if it rains, it's still beautiful.
So now this means, Judge, we have to be invited to your wedding.
She literally said that. She goes, invite them.
Oh my gosh. I'll come.
Yes, she did.
I'll come. I'll even dress up as a waiter if you tied on numbers.
Yeah.
Thanks. We'll set out the back.
We can serve some pornados.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah.
I really want to come to Burley.
Come.
I
we'll have a bug roll.
Pair. Okay. Can I tell you a story about you, Lou? So, you were on the Gold Coast one weekend. We hadn't met. And you slid into my TikTok DMs.
Yeah. I asked you where to go.
And I go, sorry, what is this new age TikTok DM? Like, I didn't even know you could DM on TikTok.
Message request.
Then I looked in and all I had was all of these requests from sugar daddies.
I know.
I can be rich.
I get those all the time and they're not real.
Either way, but I was like, Lou, you know, us modern day folk just usually DM on Instagram. Hmm.
I don't think we followed each other, so I thought a way to get it will be on the TikTok.
Yeah, gotta
I
keep
was
it
like,
cash.
You're so lucky I even like was in my TikTok app. I never got on TikTok. I didn't at the time. I do now.
I'm a big scroller.
I'm rare on there.
I know, me too.
Well, it's your job.
Oh my God,
Judge, do you feel like you miss out on a lot of conversations because you don't know what they're talking about?
In terms of what?
TikTok trending stuff?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that one. Like Steph the sofa dofa with the mug thing. The office was going bananas and I was like,
I don't know what.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What about, you can't hold me down. I'm on a high right now. I'm living my best life.
Have you seen that one?
And the D is fire. It's Gypsy Rose.
It's Gypsy Rose.
The D is fire. And you should see the D. I was like, oh.
She in the dick?
Yeah, Gypsy Rose. You know Gypsy Rose.
She's rooting me out. She's out of prison.
The chick that went to jail for killing her mum.
Yeah.
So she's gotten out of jail and she's like a TikTok sensation now. And she's got this husband and they're just like very like, you know, American. And she's like, can't hold me down. I'm on a high right now.
She looks
and
it.
The D is fire.
She wigs me the fuck out.
Yeah, same.
Like, she just looks.
I need to put a face to
like,
the name.
Pull a Gypsy Rose. I'm like. I need to look into this story more because I'm scared.
So do I.
And what about the latest one is Pookie? You know about
Pookie.
I'm good at Pookie.
And Pookie is looking quintessentially
today
gorgeous.
Always.
Pookie, you are looking quintessentially today and always. And can I just say that dress is fire.
The way she stands there is so awkward. When he's talking, she's just like this.
Right, she seems lobotomized.
She seems like
and
she's
he,
being held against her will.
Trapped.
I saw one the other day, which fucking made me laugh. He goes, A little known fact about me and Pookie. I just love Pookie when she wears a hat. And I'm like, why would that even want to be a well-known fact? I love that he's like, this is a little-known fact.
The best is when famous people impersonate them. Like, I think Rocky, what's his name? Sylvester Stallone.
Rocky Balboa.
Sorry.
Rocky Balboa.
He impersonated them. And then he does a personalized message back to them being like, Sylvester Stallone, you have created the entire like acting community.
No.
Wow, they're
actually blowing up.
They are.
I think he is so sweet. I would never date him. I feel like he would murder me in my sleep.
I reckon you'd get him first,
going
if I'm being
sweet
honest.
To, man,
yeah, the dichotomy of like being really sweet to them being a serial killer.
Well, you know, he's Pookie, that dress. You're looking absolutely gorgeous in the black today, Pookie. I'm like, if someone ever said that to me, I'd punch him in the face.
So Pookie just hasn't talked.
Slap him.
Pookie's got stage fright.
No,
like,
I saw one recently.
I wear my Hermes handbag. I've got my
Birkin.
Whatever the fuck. She does a little spear.
Pookie, so Pookie's loaded.
Pookie
obviously.
Did a solo one. Pookie did a solo one recently where she was doing like a date night for, what's his name?
Ted?
Jet.
Bundy.
Jet.
Ted Bundy.
She'd gone on a he'd gone away for work and she was making like a little date night for them and she'd like planned something so it was all her on her own.
Wow. Can I just say this is getting a bit graphic, but I'm going to say it.
I like it.
Here we go.
Imagine being mounted by Jet.
Dude, I think about this shit more than you know.
Reminds me of a dog humping you.
That guy, like imagine him being there like, Pookie.
Get in here in that lingerie two-piece Pookie.
Yeah.
And ride the D because it is fire.
No. Jet seems like
mining. Pookie.
Jet's definitely missionary with the socks on.
Oh,
all day. And fucking But you, I think about this sort of shit. You know, like people you can't imagine kissing or having sex?
Jet.
I love to imagine. Jet is one of them. I love
to
imagine
so many
them.
People. And do you know what my party trick is?
Routine.
I can pick a dud route.
No, she can.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
She can.
I need 2 to 3 minutes of conversation. Oh, that shit in bed.
No way.
Yeah.
And it's pretty bang on.
Well, we don't know.
I'm going to root them all after and check.
Yeah.
Can you run us through your assessment?
It's no like right or wrong or like there's not like standard traits.
No, assess us.
Oh, assess you.
Are we good roots or what?
I think you're good roots. I think, I think you're good roots.
I reckon you're good roots.
I think you're really, really fun and I reckon you have a giggle and like it's like fun sex.
This is too much of a description for me.
And I reckon you step into your all those things. Viking energy.
Okay.
Oh, that's a compliment.
That's
a compliment.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about me? What am I?
You're a fucking hornet, mate.
You can be lazy, but you do like a good time.
I was going to say, my roots are few and far between now. They're not lazy.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
I'm getting right into it. You're getting ridden. Not often enough.
Mounted, I believe.
Mounted.
By jet.
By jet. Not often enough, babe.
How often are you getting mounted, Pookie? Pookie, you're looking fire, and I think today you will get mounted, Pookie.
Pookie is not getting mounted.
Any Sydney boys over the weekend?
God, no, babe.
Oh. But you've been out and about all weekend.
Talking to each other.
Yeah.
We haven't run out of shit to talk about.
You should have messaged me. I could have slid a few boys your way.
Tell you what, though. I went to the beach yesterday. Fuck. There's some episode of Love Island down there on Bondi Beach.
It's fucked up.
I was like, hot.
You're kicking heck in Sydney.
I said to our friend Bella, I said, I believe there's more hot guys here than girls.
Yes.
Because on the Goldie, girls slap. Like, girls are ruling.
Oh, yeah. Whereas, like, land of the beautiful people.
I was like, wow, there's... All these men are beautiful.
Yeah. But everyone in Sydney's stunning. It's fucked. You walk along the coastal walk in the morning. And
that's
like,
where I did.
But is he hot or is he just wearing activewear? We've got a game. Do you want us to teach you this game?
Spin it.
So it's is he hot or is he just X?
6'5".
So it'd be like, is he hot or does he just play AFL?
Yes.
Is he hot?
Yes.
Or is he just in his activewear?
Yes. Yep.
Is he hot or is he just in his corporate suit?
Is he hot or does he just call me Pukey and I like it?
Yeah.
Is he hot or did he just mount me?
Give me your best thrusters, Jet.
Yeah, because I went on a date with an AFL player and now I look back and I'm like, he wasn't even hot.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally because he's
hot or does he just play AFL?
Yeah.
He
just played AFL.
Mm. Tell you what, though.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, just
what's like the girl version of that, though? Is she hot or does she just have big tits?
You know, yes. It's something like that.
It's probably...
It's definitely probably more just about tits.
Literally.
Straight tits.
How about I've got this guy that always reacts to my stories on Instagram. And I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I'm going to bring it up. And I looked back through our history and every single story that he's reacted to, it's always one where I'm wearing something where you can see... Like
he's a boob man.
He's a boob man. Yeah. I'm like, wow, I can
tell. Some men are.
Is it
obviously
just
not
fire,
my partner.
Fire.
But it's only ever stories. It's never like one where like I look really pretty and I've just got my makeup done or something. Like it's always ones where I'm like going for a walk and you can see my cleavage or something. And I'm like,
you're
pretty obvious.
Yeah, he wants the chong.
The chong. Is that what he called boobs?
To chong on. No, he wants the root.
Slay.
Wow, he wants to chong on. I have never heard that.
Let's chong on.
I love that.
Let's chong on, your hornet.
Yeah, you fucking hornet.
Let's not chong on.
Yeah. No,
chong on.
Yeah, I learned that from a Kiwi. My mate Robbo, he's like, bro, did you get a chong?
Chong.
Yeah.
I say shag.
I say root.
I say root.
I say consensual coitus.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Did you make love last night or
did you make nerve?
Yeah.
Apparently someone was telling me that if you have girls, you've made love, and if you have guys, you're fucked. Sorry, like boy
as children.
Yes.
Right.
No, that made no sense.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna start doing like everyone I know that's got babies.
Yeah, you're like, you're making love, you're fucking.
All right.
We've got to wrap it up. Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
Well, we've got to wrap this up. We've had a little.
Don't have time for the hotline.
No, that's all right. Oh. Fuck it.
Can we do one hotline?
Can we do one hotline? All right.
We'll give you one hotline.
All right, we've got the hotline. Right. Thank you.
And then say bye bye.
Yep.
Cool.
Hey, Lulu. Hey, Josh. We've got a song for you.
It's a really good song. Listen up. Ready?
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. He was a Taz boy. She was a city girl. He had no chin and she was fat. He's a rich farm boy, he's a gold digger, it's a match made in heaven. We're sorry, Steph, but everyone knows You can do so much better than Dutch. Was Lottie Spencer? No, she was not. But goddamn, she's a naughty, stinky girl. Shut her dog, you're so mean to Lou. However, you're from Walker.
Short drive from our home. So we have to love you. It's written in the farm board.
Zach, we love you, cunt. Made the name you out, baby.
Love you. Also, Oscar Barthes, she says hi.
And we're from the day you'll... Woo!
Holy! That was incredible.
That was commitment.
That's a standing ovation.
Look,
yeah,
mate. I will admit, amazing. They did lose it towards the end. They're a little.
Yeah, but I reckon they're on the wines.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah, that's a big old night.
That was impressive. That was fucking impressive.
So they've also incorporated Stinky and Snotty Lou.
They have, buddy.
Okay, cool.
But so also, Drummond Chinless Cunt.
Yep.
Steph can do it. It was all factually very accurate. That song.
Well, we love a fact checker.
Yeah. They've done well.
So that's pretty much what the hotline consists of: people ringing up and roasting us,
and a few
red light, green lights, or saying we said something in episode 51 that completely contradicted what we said in episode 100.
Oh, we contradict ourselves constantly.
Oh my god, we're going to start a hotline.
Dude, can you call it?
Yeah. It's so fun.
It's the best though, because it's also a great way to connect with the bedwetters. But it's fucking they're so fucking.
I love it. You've got bedwetters. We've got punters. Yeah. How good
so,
is
yeah, get a punter's hotline. Get them to call in.
Yes.
And then sometimes we prank so call them, shit. Call them back for a yarn. It's good.
How good is that?
Oh, my God. That's great.
But we do have to wrap it up like my daddy should have done.
Correct.
Now, thank you, girls,
for coming on, guys. Fuck, we had fun.
We love you.
Thank you so much. We really love you guys.
Now, we love you guys.
Now, come fucking buy me lunch.
Yeah, let's go.
Hooroo crew.
Hooroo.
Hooroo from the guru.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.